Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Libo-libong mga Australiano ang bumiyahe sa pamamagitan ng mga eroplano o mga kalsada habang binuksang muli ang mga hangganan sa pagitan ng New South Wales at Victoria makalipas ang halos 5 buwan. Ito'y naganap sa loob ng linggo kung saan ang Victoria ay 4 na araw na lamang mula sa pagkamit ng opisyal na kahulugan ng pag-alis o pagkakatanggal ng COVID-19 sa komunidad. Sa tampok na ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. 5 buwan makalipas na isinara ang border ng Victoria at New South Wales, masayang eksena ang nasaksihan sa Sydney Airport sa mga unang biyahe galing ng Melbourne. Ilang buwan na nahiwalay sa kanyang kapareha si Aurelia Crabtree na sumalubong naman sa kanyang pagbabalik sa Sydney.
Incredible. It's been a very, very long 5 months. Lots of Zoom calls, Sky.
What was it like to see him today?
I'm still shaking. It's surreal. It really is.
16 na araw na walang anumang kaso ng COVID-19 sa New South Wales na locally acquired o nakuha mula sa komunidad. Ani Premier Gladys Berejiklian, tiwala siya na magpapatuloy na babawasan ang mga paghihigpit habang nananatiling kontrolado ang bilang ng kaso ng COVID-19. Bilang bahagi ng kanyang pagtulak para matiyak na manatiling bukas ang estado, ginawa niya ngayong kinakailangan o compulsory ang QR o Quick Response Codes para sa lahat ng mga negosyo, hindi na tatanggapin ang mga depapel na pag-sign-in ng mga customer. Hinihikayat ni Gladys Berejiklian ng mga tao na gamitin ang Service New South Wales app.
If you want to go through Service New South Wales, and we certainly recommend you do, it's free. And the benefit of going through Service New South Wales is that as customers, as citizens, we don't need to keep checking in. You just put on your phone and press a button rather than having to click in all your details every time. We appreciate some businesses want to have their own QR codes, and that's completely fine. But from a customer perspective, it's just so much easier not having to check in your details every single time you go to a different venue. So I would like businesses to consider that.
Naitala ng Victoria ang 24 na araw na walang anumang bagong kaso ng coronavirus. Kung maitala nito ang 28 araw nang walang anumang bagong kaso na locally acquired, maaabot na nito ang kahulugan ng pag-eliminate o pag-alis ng coronavirus mula sa komunidad. Isa sa hamon na naibunyag sa pandemya ay ang pagpasok ng mga tao sa trabaho na may mga sintomas na tulad ng COVID-19 dahil sa wala silang access sa sick leave o carer's leave. Inihayag ng gobyerno ng Victoria ang isang pilot scheme na tatakbo sa loob ng 2 taon upang magbigay ng 5 araw na bayad na sick leave at carer's leave sa minimum na sahod para sa mga casual na manggagawa sa aged care, paglilinis at hospitality. Ayon kay Premier Daniel Andrews, ang $5 milyong na programa ay para makatulong sa nasa 600,000 na mga casual workers.
This has never happened before. That's why it's a trial. That's why there's some time to design it up. But no one wants to sit at a restaurant and be served their meal by someone who's sick. No one wants their elderly relatives cared for in a private aged care home by someone who's sick, who was forced to go to work because they have no safety net. They have nothing to fall back on. There's also one further example. Because this is carers pay as well, this will mean less kids are sent to school sick. Because mum or dad will have the opportunity, they won't be forced to go to work.
Nadagdagan naman ng isa ang COVID-19 cluster sa Parafield sa South Australia. Umabot na sa 27 ang kaso doon. Sinabi ng Chief Public Health Officer na si Professor Nicola Sparrier, ang infected na babae ay naka-quarantine simula pa noong November 16 at nagnegatibo sa 2 pagkakataon ng pagsusuri bago ito nagpositibo sa pagsusuri kahapon Lunes ng umaga. Anya, inabot ng 8 araw bago na incubate ang virus.
This person had a longer incubation period, and it absolutely tells us that anybody who's been asked to be in quarantine needs to be in quarantine for the whole 14 days, because there are people that have that very much longer incubation period. And certainly getting out today 8 is quite a long period of time, but obviously the 14 days is of major importance for everybody who's been asked to be in quarantine.
Ayon kay Premier Stephen Marshall, nananatiling pangamba ang Parafield cluster at hinihiling niya sa lahat ng taga South Australia na patuloy na sumunod sa mga pag-iingat kaugnay ng COVID-19.
We still remain very concerned about this cluster, and it is important that we still continue to maintain our testing regime in South Australia. Also hand hygiene, physical distancing and the wearing of masks when we cannot physically distance. These are absolutely crucial, and we do require the ongoing cooperation of every single South Australian.
Samantala, inihayag ni Federal Arts Minister Paul Fletcher ang $60 million na grant para sa sektor ng sining o arts industry ng Australia. Ani Fletcher, ang mga proyekto sa bawat estado at teritoryo ay tatanggap ng pondo sa ilalim ng Restart Investment to Sustain and Expand Fund, or RISE Fund.
Every different form of art form you could imagine, creative arts, visual arts, performing arts, literature, so a very wide range, and in total generating some 44,000 jobs. And nationally, the projects that are funded, the aggregate audience figure that's expected is around 11 million Australians will see at least one of these shows that's funded under the RISE grants.
Isa sa mga tatanggap ay ang Melbourne Theatre Company na makakakuha ng $1.18 million. Sinabi ng company chair na si Jane Hansen, makakatulong ang pera na mabawasan ang pinansyal na pasakit na dulot ng pandemya.
11 of our 12 shows were cancelled. We've incurred multi-million dollar losses, and going into next year, that was also, you know, with social distancing requirements that obviously we will have to adhere to, that was also looking very likely. So this will go a significant way to ameliorating some of our losses going forward, and allow us to play a very key role in promoting Australian work, which is something that we consider to be one of our primary roles in the Melbourne Theatre Company.
Manatiling updated tungkol sa coronavirus sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.